Ho, 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 and happy holidays. Hello, and thank you for joining me for the Overcome Holiday Stress and Chaos webinar. Today, I'll be sharing with you two very powerful, simple support tools, which I consider to be superpowers. And when you implement them, your holiday season will be less stressful and a lot more fun. And best of all, if you use them every day, they're life-changing. Okay, so if you don't know me, I'm Kate Large, the leading authority on the teachings of Florence Covell Shinn. I'm a three-time Amazon best-selling author and metaphysical teacher. Throughout the last 20 years, I've supported thousands of clients and students all across the world to use their power to improve their lives. And that's what we're going to do today. I'll share with you the working details of today's exciting, life-changing support tools, and we'll implement them together. And again, these two support tools can be used every day, not just during the holiday season. When you implement these two simple support tools every day, your life will improve. Your body will feel better. You'll be happier, and you'll have better clarity of thought to handle whatever life throws at you. Okay, so the bottom line is that you're going to be better equipped to use the power of the divinity within you to create and live your fulfilled square of life. Now, these two support tools are so simple that you'll want to discount their power. Please don't do that. Take them to heart. Over the past 20 years, my students, clients, and I have proven over and over and over again just how powerful and life-changing these are. So keep an open mind and give them a shot. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. So, we have so much to be grateful for. We're not in the middle of a pandemic anymore. We can have family gatherings and attend Christmas celebrations, holiday festivities. But with that freedom comes the stress of seeing and dealing with people who push our buttons and make us question and doubt ourselves. And in some cases, they drain the life out of us. And that's just not okay. But, we feel obligated to attend family functions and to host family gatherings, and we deal with the fallout of interactions later. Because so many times we feel like our plate is just too full to handle one more thing right now. And when we're in the middle of it, sometimes we don't even know just how stressed we are because we're in survival mode, just getting through the day. And that all stops today. These two action steps will literally change your life when you implement them. So let's begin by taking a really deep breath. All together. Just take a really deep belly breath in, counting two, three, four. Hold for a count of four, two, three, four, and fully exhale, two, three, four, five, six. Exhale longer than breathing in and holding so you can fully exhale out any stagnant air that's been hanging out in your lungs. So, wow, how did that feel? Really good, right? Our human way of breathing is shallowly. Unless we're doing some form of exercise, and when we're stressed, we tend to hold our breath. Did you know that the side effect of breathing deeply is dropping excess weight? People who exercise drop off excess weight. Is it because they're exercising or because they're breathing deeply. If someone who's exercising isn't dropping off excess weight, is it because they're not breathing deeply while exercising? Food for thought. When was the last time you took a deep breath before just now? Was it today? Yesterday? Don't remember? In case you haven't guessed, our first simple support tool is to breathe deeply. Breathing deeply is remarkably simple. So simple that, again, you may want to dismiss it as being life-changing. But take this into consideration. When we breathe shallowly and hold our breath when we're stressed, we starve our body of the vital oxygen it needs to survive, to live. The human body can get by on very little oxygen, but the body won't feel very good and our brain won't function very well. When we breathe shallowly and hold our breath, our brain feels foggy. Our digestive system doesn't digest our food very well, and our body gets tired more quickly, as if our life force is draining right out of us. Plus, our muscles ache more, and our body just doesn't heal very well when we deprive it of oxygen. High, intense stress activates the body's fight or flight response. But the stress we endure in today's world doesn't lead to physical fighting or running away. In today's world, there's no place to hide. And when we don't take action steps to stop the stress, it creates wear and tear on our body that can lead to health problems like chronic pain, anxiety, mood swings, and gut inflammation. So let's take another one of those really deep breaths together again. Breathe in deeply. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That feels fabulous. The vagus nerve in our body is what regulates our breathing without our thinking about it. This nerve extends from the brain down to the abdomen and affects most of the functions of our internal organs, including the breathing of our lungs. When we deal with a lot of stress, we train the vagus nerve to breathe even more shallowly. And shallow breathing becomes our normal way of breathing. Again, starving our vital organs of oxygen. And that means not just the internal, it's your skin and your hair too. Every part of your body gets deprived of oxygen. Now you can stimulate your vagus nerve and retrain it to breathe more deeply as a normal way of breathing by focusing on your breathing and taking those deep breaths consistently throughout your day. Take full inhales through your abdomen, a deep belly breath. And when you first take that deep breath, focus and hold, then fully exhale over and over again for just a few moments, and then just sit there, focusing on your breath as you slowly breathe in and out. Set a timer to remind you, because if you don't, you'll forget. I know you're busy. You got a lot to do. Set a timer. Use a timer till you can remember on your own, till you've retrained that vagus nerve to breathe deeply as your normal state of being. If you'll set that timer and practice breathing deeply at least once an hour throughout your day, life-changing, life-changing. Your body will feel so much better. Now, if you search vagus nerve on the internet, you'll learn ways to stimulate this nerve and improve its function. The number one way to stimulate the healthy function of the vagus nerve is to belly breathe. And this is how you do it. Breathe more slowly. Aim for 6 breaths per minute as your normal way of breathing. Breathe deeply from your abdomen, widening your rib cage as you inhale, and exhale longer than you inhale. It's the exhale that triggers the relaxation response of the vagus nerve. Plus, when you exhale longer than you inhale, you'll get rid of stagnant air that's just been hanging out in there. And an added note, the human brain focuses on one thing at a time. So when you're fully focused on your breathing, you're not focusing on what's stressing you out. Your body calms down. The oxygen brings you better clarity of thought. And deciding on your best next steps are easier. Other ways to stimulate the vagus nerve are singing loudly, gargling loudly, using that, making that sound, that sound in your voice, in your throat, laughing. Oh, laughing. That in itself raises your vibration. Foot massage. I love reflexology, but simply massaging your feet can stimulate your vagus nerve in a really healthy way. So let's take another deep breath again. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. And exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ah, I love it. Deep breathing. It's a whole new world from shallow breathing and holding your breath. So, the first support tool, your brilliant, amazing superpower, is to deep belly breathe consistently throughout your day. And again, I know you're busy, so set a timer on your phone. Put up sticky notes and change them every day or two, and move them so you don't ignore them. I don't know about you, but after I see a sticky note for a bit, I don't see it anymore, even though it's still there. Now, when you deep belly breathe throughout your day, your body will feel better. It'll heal more easily, and you'll have greater clarity of thought to manage whatever life throws at you. Oh, and one more thing about healing. If you have an injury or wound, take those deep breaths and focus that breath of God flowing through your body to the wound, healing it from the inside out. If you can vision that breath moving through your body, vision the wound healing from the inside out, you'll be amazed at how quickly your body will heal. And do this for sore muscles, aches, and pains too. Okay, so now let's look at superpower support tool number 2. So Florence Coleshin teaches us to bless people and situations to create a higher outcome. I teach in my classes and privately to my clients to infuse people and situations with the highest vibration of love that you can achieve. And this is why. Number 1, the action step shifts your energy out of the vibration of fear energy. When you infuse people and situations with love energy, your energy shifts out of fear energy to love. You cannot be in fear energy of anger, resentment, frustration, stress, overwhelm, despair. You can't be in that energy and love energy at the same time. It's not possible. So the act of infusing, sending love to someone and or a situation shifts your energy from deep within. When your vibration is of the frequency of love, fear energy cannot engage with you. It's the law of physics. Number two, the act of infusing people and situations with love energy anchors love energy, which ultimately opens the way to create a higher outcome. Remember, intention is everything. And when you infuse, send love to others sincerely from your heart, you set and move energy through the love vibration. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not happening. Number three, when you send infused people and situations with love energy, the light of that love energy opens the way for a higher outcome. The people feel it, and other options are revealed by the light, supporting a higher outcome. They have an opportunity to improve their behavior. They may not take it, and that's okay, because you are at a higher vibration and their fear energy that they're vibrating in cannot engage with you. And the love vibration also opens the way for healing the pain of unforgiveness within you. Now, one note here. When you infuse someone with love energy, somebody you don't like, somebody that makes your life miserable, it does not mean you're in agreement of them or their behavior. Infusing someone with love doesn't condone someone's behavior at all. Infusing someone with love energy is using the power within you to create, engage, and engage with a higher outcome. Again, the love energy raises you out of fear energy, and that previous fear energy, the energy that other people may be holding, that darkness of saying and doing things that are inappropriate, they cannot engage with you. That energy cannot engage. They can be standing there talking, but their fear, whatever it is that they're spewing out, it bounces right off of you because it cannot engage unless you lower yourself to that fear vibration. When I infuse people in situations with love, I like to work with my angelic team. Together, we create a circle of love and place the people and situation in the center of the circle and consciously choose to infuse them with love of the highest order. I send all the love of my heart to the center of the circle, while the angels who have joined me also participate by infusing the center of the circle with love energy. This love energy creates a brilliant, bright, white light, infusing the people and situation that's in the center of the circle with love, opening the way for that higher outcome. So when you do this, this is healing for you. It's healing for you and an opportunity for healing for everyone involved. And it opens the way again to that, to ultimately to create a higher outcome. So if you're stressed about the holidays or anything else, use your superpowers, deep belly breathing, and infusing people and situations with love energy. Now, these action steps to infuse people and situations with love energy can be quick, really quick. You can take as long as you want, or if you're short on time, it can be really quick. It can take just seconds. I've done this standing in line at the post office. I walked in very aggravated with somebody. And while I stood there in line, I asked my angels to join me. We held hands, forming a circle, and I put the person I was upset with in the center of the circle. The angels and I infused that person with love energy, shifting my energy out of the fear energy of anger to love. I walked out of the post office a different person energetically than the person who walked in. And then when I saw the person later in the day, I didn't feel any anger or resentment. I didn't feel any of that fear energy. Now, they behaved just the same as they always did, belittling and confrontational. But since I was in a higher vibration of love energy, their negative energy could not engage with me. They had no power to hurt me or make me feel bad. Instead, I was able to enjoy myself, completely dissociated from them and their negativity. And you can do that too. Now, I know there may be situations or people that the last thing you want to do is send them love. And I know when I've told people that I send love to someone that they know is not being very kind to me, they say, no, you don't have to send them love. It's not the same thing as loving your spouse. It's not the same kind of love. This love is love of the highest order. It's love that is your essence, the very essence of the divinity within you. That's what this love is. And even though you're upset with them, you can honor their higher self, that divinity, that God part within them, and send love to that part. And you also want a higher outcome. And in order to create that higher outcome, you send or infuse them and the situation with love. Love of the divinity, and it opens the way for miracles. Now, Florence teaches us to bless people in situations to create higher outcomes. I take it a step farther by infusing people and situations with love energy, visioning that transfer of love energy from you to them. I vision in my mind's eye because quantum physics teaches us that when we observe energy, it reacts differently. So allow yourself to see the transfer of the love energy from you to them as best you can. And the more you do this, the better you'll get at it. It's just practicing, getting good at it so that you can stand in line at the post office and infuse energy, love energy into people and situations and walk out a different person. Infusing people and situations with love energy is magical, and it works for everything. It relieves stress, supports you to use your power, brings you clarity through your breath by breathing deeply, and opens the way for the highest possible outcome. So no matter what's stressing you, an upcoming family gathering, your job, your to-do list, friends, family, money, whatever it is, infusing all the people involved in the situation will open the way for a higher outcome. Always. It never fails. So let's do it together. First, I'll share with you a quiet your mind exercise that I learned from Deepak Chopra, and it's shared with the permission of the Chopra Center. And the reason I like to use this is because each section of this short, less than 3 minute quiet your mind exercise, it affects a different area of the brain to quiet your mind chatter and open you to the love energy that we're going to be sharing. So listen closely and follow the guidance of my voice. So we're going to do that first. And then I'll ask the angels to come in close to us and we'll take their hands to form a circle. And then we'll place the situation that you're stressing about into the center of the circle and infuse it with love energy. And then we'll place all the people involved in the center of the circle and infuse them with love energy. And then I'll ask an aspect of you to step into the circle and the angels and I will send love to you. And then we'll ground the energy and complete. So I'm going to give you just a moment to think about what's stressing you, the people and the situation, so that you can put those things in the center of the circle, whatever it is. And now we begin. So just take a really deep belly breath. And place your feet flat on the floor with your hands gently in your lap. Just close your eyes. And now focus your attention on your heart. And take another really deep breath and slowly exhale. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. Embrace those things that you're grateful for and just immerse yourself in gratitude. And with another deep breath, just ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer. Life will move you into the answers. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And with another deep breath, simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet flat on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with another really deep breath, I ask the angels who are with you, and there are many, to step closer to you. So across the miles, across the waters and the soils of Mother Earth, just take my hand. And take the hand of the closest angel. And together with single intention, we all form a circle of love. From my hand to yours, you feel the love I hold for you. From your angel's hand to yours, you feel the love that they hold for you. And now vision through your intention, placing the situation that's weighing heavily on you. Place that situation in the center of the circle. And now, sincerely from your heart, with the intention of creating a higher outcome, infuse this situation with all the love of your heart. The angels and I do the same. Allow yourself to see in your mind's eye the brilliant, bright light of the love filling the center of the circle. And now vision through your intention. Place all the people involved in the center of the circle.
And now, no matter how you feel about them, you sincerely, from your heart, with the intention of creating a higher outcome, infuse this person or these people with all the love of your heart. Sending that love essence that is you to them in the center of the circle. The angels and I do the same. Allow yourself to see in your mind's eye the brilliant, bright light of the love filling the center of the circle. And from above, a brilliant, bright, white shaft of light comes down to merge with the light in the center of the circle. And now I ask that an aspect of you, perhaps your inner child, enter and stand in the center of the circle. And sincerely from your heart, infuse this aspect of you with love. All the love of your heart, the love of your essence. You are safe. You are deeply loved. The angels and I infuse you with love, the deepest love of all that is. And this beautiful, brilliant white light of love swirls like a mist, surrounding you, enveloping you in a hug of love. Breathe deeply of this love energy, infusing you from within to without. Continue to breathe deeply, belly breathing the love of God. And now we ground this love energy, anchoring it into Mother Earth. Allow roots from your feet to go down into Mother Earth, down through the rocks, the clay, the water, all the way to her healing love center, where the roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere. And now with another deep breath, pull that healing love of Mother Earth back up through the roots, back up through the rocks, the water, the soils, all the way back up to your feet, up your legs, to your heart, where it stops. You're fully grounded and returned to this physical world, bringing with you all the healing love energy. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Do this as many times each day as needed to maintain love light energy as your dominant energy within you. Love dissipates stress. Stress is of the darkness of fear, and the dark cannot exist in the light. I'll say that again. Love dissipates stress. Stress is of the darkness of fear, and the dark cannot exist in the light. When you infuse your life with this love energy, just like this, every day, your life changes. It improves. Miracles happen, and they can become spontaneous. The Game of Life Manifesting Playbook guides you to infuse your life with love every day through the daily journaling. You can choose specific things that are going to be happening in your day, the people, the situations, infusing those with love. You can infuse your entire day. You can infuse all things in your life. And I know everybody's busy, but this doesn't take very long. The more you do it, the faster you can be at it. You set your intention and boom, do it. Shift the energy. Change, improve your life. Done deal. So, to recap, your two superpowers are 1. Deep belly breathing. This will improve everything in your life. Your body will thank you and love you for it. 2, infusing people and situations with love energy using deep belly breathing. Use the two together. Change your life, improve your life. And if your life is wonderful, take it to a whole new level of fabulous. You have this power to do this. If life is awful, do this every day, several times a day. Anytime you feel fear coming in or stress or anger or worry, worry is a form of fear. Implement these things that you've learned and change your vibration. And then that darkness of fear cannot engage with you because your vibration doesn't match it anymore. Again, Florence teaches us to bless people and situations to create a higher outcome. I take it a step farther by infusing people and situations with love energy, visioning that transfer of love energy from you to them. Because quantum physics teaches us that when we observe energy, it reacts differently. So allow yourself to see through your mind's eye the transfer of the love energy. And if you feel like you're not quite getting there to the love energy, just keep trying. You will reach it. I know. I have been so far down in fear energy that I didn't think there would be any way to get out. But God always makes a way when it looks like there is no way. There is. So that completes our webinar. Thank you for joining me. If you want to take working with me further, go to katelarge.com to register for my upcoming classes and mastermind that I'm doing in 2023, or purchase self-study programs. From my heart to yours, I wish you happy holidays full of love and joy.